안녕하십니까? 2016년 10월 고등학교 2학년 비상모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 10월 고등학교 2학년 비상모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom is coming home from the hospital tomorrow. Let's do something special for her.
How about throwing her a surprise party?
Good idea. Who should we invite to the party?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'd like to place an ad in your newspaper.
Which section would you like to place your ad in?
The wanted section. My dog ran away and I'm still looking for him.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, parents. Welcome to Parents' Night. I'm Vice Principal Eva Stenson. As you know, the crossroad in front of the school will be under construction from November 10th. For 2 weeks, we need crossing guards to help the children. Twice a day, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., You're going to stand on the side of the road and help the children cross the road safely. You don't need a certificate to be a crossing guard, but please come 10 minutes early to check out the traffic conditions. The application forms are going around, so please fill in the date that you can volunteer. I hope many of you will volunteer to help our children on the road.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, can you help me? My computer just froze while I was working.
Really? What were you working on?
I was typing my history report, and suddenly it stopped working.
Have you tried rebooting the computer?
Yes, but only a blue screen appears on the monitor.
That's a fatal error. Did you save your file on a USB drive?
No. Will I lose my file?
I'm afraid you might. I'll take the computer to the service center tomorrow.
When will they repair it?
I'm not sure if they can repair it. The computer is quite old. That's why I say you should always save your files on a USB drive while you're working.
I should have, but it's too late.
Next time you work on a computer, don't forget that.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Ben, have you seen the recent comments posted on our website?
No. Were any of them negative?
I'm afraid two of them were. One was about one of our treadmills that was left broken for 3 days.
I see. Are there any comments about employees like me?
The reviews about you were very positive.
I'm glad to hear that.
Our members said you were kind when you taught them how to use the machines.
I always try to help them learn to use the weights properly.
Also, they said you were very supportive during personal training sessions. As a manager, I'd like to forward these reviews to the boss.
Will you? Thank you.
My pleasure. I think a good trainer deserves to be acknowledged.
I just did my job, but I am really happy you think I'm a good trainer.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Susan, I have a present for you. Here.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Oh, did you take pictures of us at the cooking contest?
Yes.
It's so lively. Look at David. He's decorating a 2-layer cake in the back.
Yeah, he looks quite tense. But he was very fast.
Right. Lisa and I were not as fast as David.
Lisa's cracking eggs. She looks great in the white cap.
Yeah. Next to Lisa, I'm melting sugar on the stove.
You're holding the pan with one hand. You look very serious.
I was very nervous. Oh, I see our contestant number.
It's on the table. It was 13.
Right. This TV reporter is commenting about the contest.
I remember him. He was wearing a dark-colored suit.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, there's good news and bad news.
Okay, I'd like to hear the bad news first.
We're moving, so we need to get rid of some of our furniture.
Really? Well, what's the good news?
We are going to live in the same city as your mom.
What do you mean? Are we moving to San Francisco?
Yes. I'm going to be promoted to the head manager of San Francisco.
Congratulations, that's great. I've always wanted to live in San Francisco.
I'm glad you like it. I think you'll find better opportunities as an artist there.
That's for sure. We should look for an apartment to live in.
Right. So, will you call the real estate agent? We need to talk about the housing contract of this apartment.
I'll take care of it.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 머리를 염색할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Your hair is blonde. Did you dye your hair?
No, it's my natural color.
Wow, this is my first time meeting a natural blonde.
Actually, I sometimes feel like changing the color of my hair, but I couldn't do that for over a year.
What keeps you from changing it?
Take a guess.
Is it a rule in your workplace?
We're free to change our hair color in my company.
It's very difficult for me to guess.
I joined the hair donation drive. I promised to donate my hair for people who have lost their hair due to cancer.
You have a big heart.
The hair cannot be dyed and must be longer than 10 inches. So I just keep growing it out.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to sign up for the advanced swimming class.
Hi, there is a $10 registration fee for new members. Have you ever been to our sports center?
Yes, I was a member last year. My name is Robert Mickelson.
All right, Mr. Mickelson. You don't have to pay the registration fee.
That's great. Is the monthly fee still $50 a month?
Well, it's $60 this year.
I see. I'd like to sign up for 4 months.
Would you like to use a locker? It's $5 a month.
Yes, I'd like to use one for 4 months.
Let's see. There's one available now.
I'd like to pay by credit card. Here it is.
Thank you. Your classes start next Wednesday.
10번 대화를 듣고 그룹 프로젝트에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Sophie, did you hear about the Earth Science Project?
Yes, the project is to give a presentation on the scientific facts in sci-fi movies.
It's a group project, right?
Yes, each group has 3 to 4 members.
I'm planning to study the movie Martian. If you're interested, we could be in the same group.
Sure, I was thinking of the same movie. Who should be our other member?
I'm thinking of Tina. She's good at physics.
Tina is the best candidate. By the way, when is the presentation?
It's December 10th, and we have to hand in an outline by December 1st.
How many points are assigned to the presentation?
It'll take up 10% of the total points.
11번 마술쇼에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everybody. This is Daniel White, the student president. Do you know that our social studies teacher, Ms. Jackson, is a magician? She performed magic shows at a theater when she was in college. She's going to perform a magic show for the Victoria High School students. The show will take place in the school auditorium at 4 p.m. this Wednesday. For an hour, she'll show you great magic tricks for free. At the end of the show, you can learn some basic magic tricks from Ms. Jackson. The seats are limited, and you cannot reserve the seats in advance. So please come early. Don't miss out on this great opportunity.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 야구 글러브를 고르시오.
Honey, how about buying Tommy a pitcher's glove for his birthday? This online store is having a 50% sale.
That's a great idea.
There are 5 gloves in stock right now. Let's choose one for Tommy.
Okay, I heard Star and Champion both make good gloves. Let's buy one made by one of those brands.
I see. And Tommy is left-handed, so we need to choose among these 3.
Yeah. What size should we get for him?
He's growing fast, so an 11-inch glove will soon be too small for him.
All right. Let's get him one larger than 11 inches.
Now, we should consider the price.
This one is much more expensive than the other one.
The brand makes their gloves by hand, so this is worth the money.
Then let's buy him the more expensive one.
That's what I was thinking. I'll place an order.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Justin. I saw your presentation yesterday.
I had a hard time presenting.
But you did a great job. Were you nervous?
Yes, I was. Actually, I wanted to run away from the moment I started.
Really? But anyway, you overcame your nerves as the presentation went on.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to control my nerves.
You must have practiced a lot before the presentation.
Yes, I did. But I'm sorry it didn't go as well as I expected.
Still, I'm sure that'll be a good experience for your next presentation.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, I heard that you are quite the world traveler. Is that right?
Yeah, I love travel. I've been to maybe 20 different countries.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yes, I visited some very different places around the world.
Well, for somebody who's going to travel for the first time, what type of advice would you give them in case they get lost?
That happens all the time. Whenever I go to a hotel, I ask if they have a map of the area.
What should you do if you don't have the map and you're completely lost?
Well, in that case, you've got to ask people who know the area very well.
Then when you get lost, is there a certain person you usually turn to for direction?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 메리가 스티브에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve and Mary are classmates. They're good friends and ride the same school bus to go to school. Today, when Mary gets on the bus, she finds that Steve isn't on the bus. She thinks that Steve may be at school already because of his morning soccer practice. But she doesn't see him in homeroom or first period. After the first period, she meets Steve's soccer teammate, Alex, and asks if Steve came to the practice. Alex says that Steve wasn't at practice, and he doesn't know why. Steve didn't notify the soccer club. Mary is worried and makes a call to Steve. He answers. In this situation, what would Mary most likely say to Steve?
16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before we learn to draw pictures, let's think of what we use to draw. The first you can think of is a pencil. They are gray and available in a variety of different grades. Pencils are easy to use and carry, so they're the most practical. The next medium is charcoal. You may think charcoal is similar to pencils, but charcoal provides rich, dark blacks, and you need to use a special eraser when you use charcoal. Colored pencils are easy to get, and they can make sophisticated impressions. Next is ink and pen. Inks come in a variety of different colors and can be applied in a variety of different pens. Pens allow you to draw something in minute detail, and if you draw cartoons, ink and pen are the most favored mediums next to the computer. Now you know what mediums are used in fine art and what their characteristics are. We're going to start with pencils next class. So bring a 4B pencil.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before we learn to draw pictures, let's think of what we use to draw. The first you can think of is a pencil. They are gray and available in a variety of different grades. Pencils are easy to use and carry, so they're the most practical. The next medium is charcoal. You may think charcoal is similar to pencils, but charcoal provides rich, dark blacks, and you need to use a special eraser when you use charcoal. Colored pencils are easy to get, and they can make sophisticated impressions. Next is ink and pen. Inks come in a variety of different colors and can be applied in a variety of different pens. Pens allow you to draw something in minute detail. And if you draw cartoons, Ink and pen are the most favored mediums next to the computer. Now you know what mediums are used in fine art and what their characteristics are. We're going to start with pencils next class. So bring a 4B pencil.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 언급된 도구가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.